looking for help on eliminating toxins from your life, having more beautiful and productive landscapes and gardens, and especially if you want to learn how to cut your water bill in half, you've come to the right place. It's Dirt Doctor Radio with your host, Howard Garrett.
Thank you, Logan, and welcome everybody to a very cold day here, to be coming cold here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. I know some of you around the country are a whole lot worse off than we are, but we're going to get our taste of it starting today, freezing rain and all that moving in, so it's going to be several days of cold here. Still plenty of things to talk about, gardening and landscaping-wise, things to do and also things to plan, even if you're still covered with snow. So let's talk about those kind of things. To call me and be on the show, ask questions, comment, give us a report on something that is working well or not working at all that we can chat about and maybe help with. The number is 1-866-444-DIRT, which is 3478. We talk to people across the country, so whatever your issues are, that's fine. We tend to talk the most about planting, soil issues, bed preparation, how to plant plants properly, and tree issues, but any subject is certainly okay. My tea this morning, real simple. I used a commercial tea that has a hibiscus base, and it's a nice dark red color, but I added my two favorite ingredients, a lot of lemon and a lot of honey. Nice herb tea for a cold morning if you haven't tried that. This hour, this first hour, is brought to you by Victor Pet Foods. For information about this line of products, you can go to their website, which is victordogfood.com. Victor is V-I-C-T-O-R, victordogfood.com. And we got a little good news and a little bad news. From last week, our attempt to help SPCA dogs here in the Dallas area, Sister, still waits for a home, so check her out. Her photograph is on our website on dirtdoctor.com. But before that, Edna was adopted, so congratulations to the family that got Edna. This week, it's Rocco. Rocco is a super sweet, super feisty 2-year-old male Rottweiler mix with a heart of gold, and he looks like a interesting character for sure. His picture again on our SPCA page on the homepage of dirtdoctor.com. So check him out. He's weighing in at an even 60 pounds. Perfect fit for an active family while you're imagining walking through the neighborhood or frolicking at the dog park. Take a moment to admire his beauty. He's always smiling. He's smiling in the picture, in fact. It's so big you can't help from smiling yourself. He looks like a good one. So check out Rocco. He has a gorgeous tricolor coat, golden eyes, and adorable tail that whips about when he's happy. It sounds like he's happy a lot of the time. Loves to be petted, loves to have his belly rubbed. So looks like a good one. DirtDoctor.com. This is the SPCA in Dallas. It's the Jan Reese Jones Animal Care Center. Just west of downtown Dallas. And I think they're open on Sunday. I think they're open every day down there. You can check out their website, which is spca.org. Seems like that would take you to the main site. I guess you can click then on the Dallas store. But great way to get a dog. Our two dogs, Tater and Carmen, both came from that exact facility. Let me see. We're going to have some visitors. I've already got a full board of calls, so I'll work them in as quickly as I can, try to help you out with things. But we're going to have a guest, one of my co-authors, John Ferguson, who helped with the Organic Management for the Professional book, one of the co-authors with Mike Amaranthus and me, is going to be visiting with us at 8:30. If we can find him, get him on the phone, I'm sure we can. We're going to talk about what he's up to a little bit. But specifically, we had a question come up about master gardeners. And I've had some comments about master gardeners and the program and the universities behind the university behind the program, at least here. And John had a little bit different take about that program down in Houston. So we're going to talk about that briefly. We'll probably have him on for 30 minutes or so and get your phone calls. I'm going to go to the phones right away here. Somebody sent me an email, and I wanted to cover it because it's one I haven't been asked about in a while. I'll put it in my Dallas Morning News column, which runs on Thursday in the paper. It's a Q&A deal about organics, usually about gardening and landscaping, but we get into some various things. But somebody asked me what I thought about these green Gator bags. Gator may be the brand name, I don't know, but that's what the questioner referred to. I don't like them. I don't like any of those bags that wrap around the trunk of the tree, and I'm sure a lot of you wouldn't be surprised about that. Anytime you're covering the trunk with anything, I don't like it. Whether it's wrapping it with gauze or wrapping it with paper, there are people, especially in this market, there are people who recommend, especially one guy, recommends wrapping red oak trees to prevent borers. And it's one of the most ridiculous recommendations there is, because borers could probably figure out how to get through the paper or above it or below it. You can't wrap the whole tree. Plus, it's just silly. It just doesn't work. What wrapping the trunk does do is it creates an artificial environment. It shades the trunk. It holds moisture in there, which the gators do, these watering gator bags. You know, keeping moisture on the flare is one of the worst things you can do. It's one of the main things we try to get people to change and improve about their trees. So we don't recommend that, and we don't recommend any kind of wrapping at all. Now, for those of you who say, okay, what about sun scald on trunks? Well, it is a problem for some trees, especially thin bark trees like these hybrid maples and some of the other things that come out of nurseries. And when they come out of a nursery and they're packed in real tight, so in other words, the trunk has been in the shade, or if the tree is facing one way and ends up facing another way once it's planted on the site, and the part that was facing north in the nursery for a long time is now all of a sudden facing west or south or southwest, you can get some burn on those trees. Trees that have a pretty heavy bark, it's really not a worry at all. But if you do have that concern, there's a much, much better way of protecting the trunk than wrapping gauze or paper or burlap or something around the trunk of the tree that causes a bigger problem than it solves. And that is to paint the trunk with a nice, clean, you know, non-toxic latex paint. The research that comes from, I think it was Cornell that did it, but it was the USDA ARS that was involved in it, and they were involved with some university. They did a research project on looking at white paint on trees, specifically fruit trees, and saw all kind of great advantages in protecting the tree, not only from sun, but from insect attack and all that kind of thing. What I recommend instead of white is to get a color that matches the trunk of the tree, the color of the bark. You know, just kind of get as close as you can, get a latex paint it on there. The tree will grow it off, and as it grows it off, it will reacclimate to the sunlight, and it's a perfect way to protect against a sun scald. You're not going to protect against insects and diseases with any of those. Well, the white in any kind of paint tends to. That's what the research showed. It kind of surprises me a little bit, but that's what the research shows. So I'll put that in my column in the Dallas Morning News in writing for you, and probably put it on Facebook as well. To the phones. Let's talk to some people here and then go from there. Bud's first up in Irving, Texas. Hey, Bud. Bud, did I surprise you? Well, let's put Bud back on hold. See what's going on there, Matt, and we'll try Linda in...
Hello.
Hi, Linda. Where are you?
Starville.
Starville, Texas. Okay, what's up?
I have a infestation of wasps on my front porch.
Right now?
My front porch. Well, I have seen some, but during the summer, it's so bad. People cannot go out and look at the beautiful view from our porch.
Okay.
I know. My question is, if I were to get the glass wasp catchers, the ones that look like beehives, uh-huh. would that work, or what do you recommend?
Well, those traps may work to a degree. Wasps are beneficial. You've probably heard me say that, but if they're causing a problem like that, we need to move them. There's several things you can do. Tell you what, since there are several things, can you hang on with me through this first break?
Yes.
And then we'll talk about it. A couple of things. Haint Blue Paint's one, and essential oils another. We'll talk about them in some detail when I come back. So don't go away, Linda. And Bud, if you're there, we'll get you up as soon as possible. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, 866-444-3478. I have a great recommendation for container gardening. Smart Pot is superior in several ways. It's a fabric container that releases heat and enhances root structure because it's fabric. You can have a garden in any location. It's easy to carry, lasts for years, provides excellent drainage, and prevents soil compaction and circling roots. For more information or to find a store in your area, go to smartpots.com or call 800-521-8098. That's smartpots.com.
As we age, it's important to keep moving, but it doesn't have to hurt. You know, sometimes pain is inevitable, but suffering can be optional. In addition to healthier eating habits and staying active, I've discovered a powerful new formula to help provide nutritional support for healthy inflammation response. Kyolic Curcumin from our friends at Kyolic. Kyolic Curcumin is a synergistic combination of the antioxidant properties of odorless organic aged garlic extract, along with a proprietary Mariva turmeric complex made from a unique blend of curcumin and phosphatidylcholine to help maximize absorption. I take Kyolic Curcumin every day to provide natural support for healthy inflammation response, joint and muscle health, cardiovascular benefit, colon and liver function, as well as other nutritional benefits. So take the first step with Kyolic Curcumin. The rest is easy.
Kyolic Curcumin is available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, GNC, and fine health food stores everywhere. For more information, visit kyolic.com.
Learn to live more natural and organic and be healthier by learning from and purchasing one of Howard Garrett's best-selling books. His natural, organic programs and pest solutions work better in every way and can save you money. You can learn about growing beautiful landscaping, delicious, healthy food crops, pet management, and healthy living. Howard's books are useful coast-to-coast and border-to-border. You can learn about the books on DirtDoctor.com and find them in your favorite bookstore.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
I'm always working to find new and better organic products. One of the companies that helps me in that regard is the Medina Corporation in Hondo, Texas. They've been helping farmers, ranchers, landscapers, and homeowners with quality soil building longer than anybody in the business. Medina produces fertilizers and soil amendments, both in liquid and dry formulations that work by stimulating the soil biology to help all crops. Whether growing landscape plants, herbs, vegetables, grasses, or trees, Medina has the products to help you budget wisely, effectively increase production, and treat the environment right. There's a new prilled organic fertilizer called Growing Green Premium Lawn Food that I recommend you try. The commercial version of Garrett Juice Plus is also made by Medina, and it's available in all sizes, quarts, gallons, barrels, and even large totes. Remember to ask for Medina. The website's medinaag.com.
You'll find the Medina label at all hardware, nursery, and feed stores that sell organic products.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
All righty, Howard, back with you. And we've got full boards of calls, so I'll try to catch up. And then we've got our guest coming in at the bottom of the hour. But jump on here when you here's somebody hang up at 866-444-3478. Linda and I were talking about a wasp on the porch. You still there, Linda?
I am.
Listen, there's three things that you need to know about wasps. First of all, I have this situation right now at our front door at our office. There is an empty wasp nest hanging over the door, which I don't mind. I like wasps, so I leave it there. But the wasps have left. So if you have that kind of situation anywhere right now, take the wasp nest down. It's inactive anyway, and destroy it so they won't, you know, be tempted to come back because of that for whatever reason. Second thing is you paint the ceiling of the porch or the eave of the house in the areas where you don't want wasps around with what's called Haint Blue Paint. It's spelled H-A-I-N-T, haint, like ghosts, okay? We've done newsletters about it. There's information on our website in the library about it. It was started long, long time ago in Savannah, Georgia, and it's been used by people successfully for a long time. The blue repels insects unbelievably well. And then the third thing is what's called essential oils. And there's a bunch of different brands on the market. The easiest one to find is probably called EcoSmart, because it's in the big box stores as well as a lot of independents as well. But any product that contains essential oils, and you'll see that on the active ingredients on the label, you can spray it. It'll kill if it hits them, which, you know, if you have to do, you have to do. But it also spraying it from time to time in an area where you have insects that you don't want, it sets up a very nice repelling situation. Orange oil mixed with water and sprayed using one of the formulas that we have on our website will also help you with that. But that's the way you do it, and they're pretty easy to run off that way. Remember that when they're just flying around individually or they're foraging on plants, they're not aggressive, and they usually almost never will sting, attack you or sting you unless you get them accidentally caught in your clothing or something. If they do feel that you're threatening their nest, though, they'll all get kind of angry. So, you know, be careful about that.
Well, these climb up the wooden poles that we have. the wooden pillars that we have and go into our awning. So I can paint the awning and underneath the roof, but that's where they're congregating, is in the underneath the awning that's, you know, all metal. It's a, it's an enclosed
roof. Well, you can spray that product, one of those products I mentioned, into that hole. The wasp, the wasp product has a kind of a long nozzle on it, and it'll fit right in the hole, and you can squirt it up in there.
Wonderful.
Okay.
And it's, tell me the name of it again.
Well, the one that's a commercial one that's probably the easiest to find is called EcoSmart. But just look at the label of any pest control products, and if they talk about essential oils, rosemary, clove, peppermint, things like that, that doesn't sound very toxic, does it? And it's not. But they kill. They are very effective insect control products.
Thank you, Howard.
I appreciate the call, Linda. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Let's go see what Bud, see if he's back in Irving. Hey, Bud.
Hi. How you doing, Howard? How are you getting them?
A little better, actually. I'm not going to play for a week or so, it sounds like.
Yeah, I was going to ask what time is your tea time tomorrow morning.
I've got a 50-degree rule, and if the wind's blowing, it's even
supposed to be in the 20s.
Higher than that, yeah.
Anyway, I buy a lot of seeds from Baker Creek here in Missouri.
Yeah, it's a good company.
Yeah, I got 14 different kind of tomato seeds. Anyway, I grow tomatoes every year. So I'm having, my problem is I have to grow them indoors in my apartment, and I put them in the window where I grow light. And my tomatoes never have gotten thicker chunks and, you know, darker green. They get pale and seem to grow too fast and real thin. What should I do?
Do you have a kind of a greenhouse-type lighting system over it, or are you just using the light from the window?
Well, I do it. I did it both ways. Last year, I had a grow light, and they did okay. But when I put them in the garden, they seem to perch up, and then they're all right.
Okay. Well, the key is as much light as possible, Bud. And having the light, if you get greenhouse-type lighting systems, and they make some that are small for, you know, interior gardeners, you know, home gardeners and everything. They're not really very expensive. That's going to help you a lot. It's the intensity of the light that will help thicken up the stems, keep them compact, keep them from reaching and spreading out so much. Also, if you'll mix a little green sand into your potting soil that you're starting them with, and I assume you're using some organic fertilizer in it too. In other words, give them a little bit of more nutrition and do some foliar spraying, some light misting in addition to feeding through the roots, and that'll give you bigger, stronger seedlings that you're looking for.
Is there a name of that product, that spray you're talking about?
Well, the Garrett juice is what I would spray the foliage with. You know, make your own or with my formula that's on the website, or get one of the commercial products. But you can use Garrett juice, the mixture, in the soil as a soil fertilizer, as well as spraying it on the foliage of the young plants.
Does your Garrett juice come in spray cans or in bottles or what?
There's not a ready-to-use on the market right now, but you can make your own real easy and put it in a quart spritzer thing. That's what I do, real easy to use.
Right.
I'm going to have to run, but I think that'll get you straightened out.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Thank you, sir. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, telephone number 866-444-3478.
Learn to live more natural and organic and be healthier by learning from and purchasing one of Howard Garrett's best-selling books. His natural, organic programs and pest solutions work better in every way and can save you money. You can learn about growing beautiful landscaping, delicious, healthy food crops, pet management, and healthy living. Howard's books are useful coast-to-coast and border-to-border. You can learn about the books on DirtDoctor.com and find them in your favorite bookstore.
The Texas Organic Research Center is a nonprofit research institute focused on natural organic programs in gardening, landscape management, and agribusiness. TORC's mission is to show that organics work better than chemical approaches, saves money, and helps us enjoy healthier lives. The Texas Organic Research Center needs your support. Go to dirtdoctor.com and click on the Texas Organic Research Center logo on the homepage to contribute. Your contribution is tax deductible. Please donate to make our world better today.
Roses are our best medicinal and culinary herbs. They should be grown organically because when roses are loaded with toxic pesticides and other chemicals, the natural benefits of roses are squandered. Rosehip tea or using rose petals in teas or salads is a good idea if the plants haven't been sprayed with synthetic poisons. For the best results with roses, plant well-adapted roses for your area. Roses on their own roots are often the best choices. Planting, watering, and feeding instructions for roses can be found on the homepage of dirtdoctor.com. Click on Organic Guides and look for the Organic Rose Program. For disease control in general, spray roses with Garajuice Plus and BioWash or garlic pepper tea. For insect pests, spray essential oil products, Garajuice Plus, and BioWash. Dust, if necessary, with natural diatomaceous earth. For thrips, apply beneficial nematodes to the soil in early spring or when foliage begins to grow. To learn more about growing roses the natural way, go to dirtdoctor.com.
I have for years advised homeowners about pet health, landscaping, gardening, and pest control. In the pet category, I now have a strong dog and cat recommendation. There are many good pet foods on the market, and we've promoted some of the very best, but Victor is the dog food I recommend and feed my dogs now, and I think you should try it with your pets as well. They'll enjoy it just like mine do. The formulas that I focus on are the grain-free ones, but none of the Victor products contain wheat, corn, soy, or gluten. They're all naturally preserved with no toxins, fake flavors, or colors, and they're loaded with vitamins, minerals, and enzymes, also probiotics, prebiotics, and other healthy ingredients. My dog Carmen and Tater look and feel better than ever. Ask for Victor in your favorite pet or feed store. For more information, go to victordogfood.com or email me by clicking on Ask Howard button on dirtdoctor.com. That's victordogfood.com.
Compost is nature's own living fertilizer and can be made at home or purchased ready to use. It can be started any time of the year in sun or shade, and anything once living, plant or animal, can and should go into the compost. The ingredients in your compost should be a mix of coarse and fine textured material to promote air circulation through the pile. Turn the pile as time allows to speed up the process. However, turning is not critical. Moisture is important. A compost pile should be roughly as wet as a squeezed out sponge to help the living organisms thrive and work their magic. Compost is ready to use as a soil amendment when the ingredients are no longer identifiable. The color is a dark brown, the texture is soft and crumbly, and the smell is pleasant like the forest floor. Rough, unfinished compost can be used as top dressing mulch around all plantings. Finished compost is used in potting soil and bed preparation. You can learn more about composting and natural organic gardening at dirtdoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you. And if you're on hold, just wait a little bit because I'm going to have a little visit here with a friend of mine. Not only a friend of mine, but he's a guy that's co-author with me along with Mike Amaranthus on our book, Organic Management for the Professional. His name is John Ferguson. He's in the compost business in the Houston area up north. Name of his company's Nature's Way Resources. Good morning, John.
How you doing, Howard?
I'm doing fine. We're long overdue at having a visit on the air, and there's a reason why I've really thought about having you on this time. John and I have been having some conversations about the Master Gardener program. We've had some issues here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area with them being pretty anti-organic. Not pretty anti-organic, very anti-organic. And it's been a frustrating thing. And somebody wrote me and asked me, and I actually wrote something for the Dallas Morning News about the fact that there's less than eagerness about organics here with the Extension Service and the Master Gardener program and the universities and everything. And John responded that down in Houston, they've got quite a different situation. Just give people I've told people, of course, about BioBend because I helped, you know, get that thing started in the first place. But you've got a lot of projects in Houston, and I've always bragged about that are organic. But the Master Gardener program must be even quite different down there.
Well, I think they're more open. The people, the Master Gardener students, are requesting how to do things organic.
Sure.
They're tired of our terrible food supply and the problems, and so they want more methods based on soil biology.
Well, of course, we're getting that all around. The Master Gardener type people call me all the time asking where to go to get some education. In fact, that's how this question originally came up. But the Master Gardener program in Houston, when you take classes, do they actually teach some organic techniques?
Yes. They're presenting both sides of, you know, both methodologies.
That's
so
great.
People have a choice.
Okay. Have you gone to the program yourself, or is that just what some people are reporting?
I have been a teacher on many of them on multiple occasions.
Well, that answers that question, because you're pretty organic.
I'm pretty hardcore.
John makes a fantastic line of products, starting with his base compost. It's probably as alive and as good quality as any that you're going to find in the country. I wish we had you up here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. I noticed something also on your website that you're now selling plants, all kind of fruit trees and things like that. You've gotten into the nursery business apparently a little more than I thought.
Yes, sir. Well, it's actually, you know, we had 42 acres and we only needed about 25 to 30 for the compost operation. And we just literally had hundreds of our mulch compost soil customers ask us, can you please start a nursery? We don't have a good nursery in the Woodlands area. So we borrowed some money and jumped in last March. And
well, that's good.
Then we're starting to develop 10 acres. It's going to be a 10-acre nursery eventually. So trying to do a lot of education, put in almost 300 species of plants in the display garden so people can see mature specimen.
Well, that's great. And you're going to stay in the same location there?
Oh, yeah.
Outside the Woodlands?
Yep.
So people can get to you. What's the easy way if anybody's driving around and wants to drop in there? Are you open on Sundays?
Not open on Sunday.
Okay.
8 to 5, Monday through Saturday. It's the FM 1488 exit 81 off Interstate 45. And you just go east about 200 yards over the railroad track at dead ends, you make a right and you run into us. It's kind of hard to miss.
Well, that's great. Well, just to give you a little indication of what we're dealing with up here, I have people calling me all the time and reporting this. And I double checked it this week just, you know, because I knew you and I would be talking about it a little bit. But one of the things that we deal with here is I recommend cornmeal for some disease control things, and I also recommend it as a regular part of our bed preparation procedures, and we see tremendous fungal control that comes from it. We learned about this technique, as I'm sure you know, because I think we even put something about it in the book, from Dr. Joe McFarland at the A&M Research Station in Stephenville, Texas. He contacted me about the fact that their research people had discovered that when corn planting preceded the peanuts, which is the main thing they were studying there in rotation, that the incidence of rhizoctonia dropped to nothing. And so they started looking into it, and they found that what was going on was the cornmeal was stimulating trichoderma and just, you know, wiping out the fungus. And we started telling people about it, and people started using it for brown patch on San Augustine grass and roses and all kinds of things. Joe took an early retirement. What the details were, I still don't quite understand. But if you call the Master Gardeners or the Extension office, and you're talking to Master Gardeners, you know, when you call into the office or whatever,
right?
Unless you talk to the head honchos, and ask them about cornmeal use as a fungus control, they'll deny knowing anything about it at all. So that's the kind of thing we continue to run into. When are y'all talking about those kind of things, or only things that A&M has quote unquote done the research on themselves?
No, we're talking about all kind of methods. like I gave a talk using compost tea, all the latest research, and this is for the pest control applicator's license.
That's great.
I mean, just, you know, but they want it based on good science, but that's, you know, our forte. There's a lot of good research out there now.
Well, sure, there is, and it's been there for a long time. And, of course, this research was done by A&M, A&M's research station, and they put it in a drawer. We had a similar situation where I wrote a column about using beneficial nematodes. This was years ago when I was first learning about it. And I made the comment in the column that ran in the Dallas Morning News that they didn't seem to work that well in the heat of the summer. Well, a couple of the A&M guys contacted the paper, and of course they'd been trying to get rid of me for a long time, and they contacted saying I didn't know what I was talking about, that they had research showing that nematodes worked really well in the summer. And so the paper called me about it, and I was like, holy cow, that's great news. And so I called them, and I said, I understand that you have research on nematodes, and I'd like to talk to you about it. And it took me several calls to get them to return my call. Went out to see them, and they went to a drawer, a cabinet, pulled it out, pulled out the research, and showed it to me. And I said, let me ask you a question. If y'all have this research that you did yourself on beneficial nematodes, you know, I'm seeing it here, why do you never recommend using beneficial nematodes for the control of several of the things that we're both talking about? And they kind of hemmed and hawed and said, well, you know, most homeowners want a real fast-acting solution, and sometimes the nematodes just take a long time. So, you know, we've just run into case after case after case after that of that kind of thing. Your extension guy is who down there in Houston?
Well, we got Paul Winsky, Skip Richter in Harris County.
Skip Richter is a good guy, I know for sure.
Yeah. Up in Montgomery County, they're all the five or six counties around Houston have been very open to teach as long as you present based on science, not just, you know, hand-waving.
And by the way, John is a soil scientist. You're a geologist as well, aren't you, John?
Yeah, my graduate work, I doubled up in physics and geology, and I'm a licensed soil scientist in Texas.
Okay. Well, you know, we've been saying for a long time that what we recommend, starting with compost and humic materials and going all the way up to, you know, some detail things with mycorrhizal fungus and things like that, there's gigantic amounts of research on everything that we talk about, every category anyway. Do we recommend some home brews from time to time? Yeah, we do. There's no question about it. But the bulk of it is all based on scientific research. Mike Amaranthus, as you know, has done something like 20,000 studies on mycorrhizal fungus and the benefits of using it just on that one subject alone. He told me several years ago that there were 70,000 to 80,000 research papers on it altogether. It's probably more than that today. But you're saying that the extension people there actually recommend beneficial nematodes and mycorrhizal fungus products and things like that specifically?
Yeah. Not always. They always present both. But, I mean, yeah, I've talked to Dr. Paul Nestor, who's an entomologist specializing in fire ant control, and he's talked about some of the research at Sam Houston State where they discovered one of our native nematodes has adapted to prey on fire ants now, and the rework being done to cultivate it to get it available for things. So they're open. But I think the driving thing here, you know, MD Anderson and the hospitals have all gone organic years ago.
Yeah, which is a big deal because that's a huge acreage.
Yeah. University of Texas, take their campus, you know, through here. Shangri-La Botanical Gardens. The Houston Zoo's been, you know, organic for years. And we've got projects at the Houston Zoo at Herman Park where post-op decline, no known cure.
Mm-hmm.
By using organic techniques and compost tea, they've stopped the disease and trees are growing healthy again.
No, that's heresy, John. You can't say that. There's no research on that.
But people are seeing it, and so it's becoming more open. You know, the Rib Oaks Garden Club redid their gardening book for the Gulf Coast, and all they recommend is organic methods.
Yeah, they included some of our stuff in there, too. I was very impressed. That's a great book, by the way. I think it's kind of flown under the radar. I've mentioned it some, but it needs to be known about and owned by more people down there.
Oh, definitely. 90% of information is applicable to the Dallas-Fort Worth area.
Well, you know, Bart Brechter, who opposed the Bow Bend project going organic, and for those of you who don't know, it's I'm a Hog. His old home, and now it's part of the Houston Museum situation, and it's owned by the women of the River Oaks Garden Club, and they were asking me if you could do an organic project on something as large as Bio Bend. I said, oh, yeah, there's much larger projects than that, and they said, okay, great, and they ordered the curator, Bark, to go organic, and he fought the idea. Got a problem with a phone there? You okay, John?
Yeah.
Okay.
That was my cell phone. Some kind of Amber Alert just went off.
Okay. He as you know, he fought it at first, but he ended up being very important in this whole discussion because he's the first one who proved that the organic program saves about 50% on the water bill on the project. So.
Oh, yeah, we've seen that, and particularly after 2011, 2012. I mean, you can even save homeowners $1,000 a year by using organics. And
well, John, let me bring you back for just a quick finish up after this break. Can you hold on just a minute? I'll be back right after this. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor.
Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor here for Victor Pet Foods. Besides having grain-free products, all Victor formulations are free of wheat, corn, soy, or gluten and are naturally preserved with no toxins, flavors, or colors. Victor's loaded with vitamins, minerals, enzymes, probiotics, prebiotics, and other healthy ingredients. My dogs, Carmen and Tater, love the Victor. I feel strongly that your dogs will too. Ask for Victor in your favorite pet or feed store or go to victordogfood.com. That's victordogfood.com.
We know probiotics are good for digestive health, but what about your skin? I'm Kat James, author of The Truth About Beauty. Common skincare products can disrupt the balance of the friendly bacteria on your skin. That's why Dr. O'Hara's probiotics merge ancient Japanese fermentation skills with probiotic and prebiotic nutrients into a revolutionary 100% natural skincare line to help revive and support balanced microecology for healthy skin. Their Kampuku Beauty Bar, honored with the Best of Beauty Award by Better Nutrition, promotes optimal skin ecology while clarifying and rebalancing even sensitive skin without drying. Their Magoroku lotion combines Dr. O'Hara's award-winning pre- and probiotic isolate with 14 oxygenating plant extracts plus one of the most skin-compatible emollients known to restore your glow. Research confirms it inhibits growth of harmful bacteria that can cause skin disorders. Use it alone or with your favorite serums. Dr. O'Hara's probiotic skincare is available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine stores.
Maestro Grow, maker of great fertilizers and soil amendments like Texas Tea, Rose Glow, and the Sick Tree Treatment, is now manufacturing Garrett Juice Pro, the advanced mix of Garrett Juice formula. Garrett Juice Pro improves the health of soil and plants with humic acid, apple cider vinegar, molasses, seaweed, and hydrolyzed fish, also beneficial bacteria and fungi. Ask for it at garden centers, farm and feed stores, and hardware stores. For Garrett Juice and other fine products, call 940-648-5400 or go to maestrogrow.com.
Trees become infested with insect pests and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and disease pathogens are simply just doing their jobs, trying to take out unfit plants. More plant sickness is environmental. Too much water, maybe not enough water, too much fertilizer, or maybe the wrong kind of fertilizer. Other culprits include toxic chemical pesticides, compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could also be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting single plant species and creating monocultures, as was done with American elms in the Northeast. The Dirt Doctor's Tree Health Plan is simple. Keep trees in stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insect pests and diseases. The Sick Tree Treatment is basically stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic pesticides. Remove excess soil from the root flares, aerate the root zone heavily, apply organic amendments, and spray trees and soil with Garrett Juice. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
I'm always working to find new and better organic products. One of the companies that helps me in that regard is the Medina Corporation in Hondo, Texas. They've been helping farmers, ranchers, landscapers, and homeowners with quality soil building longer than anybody in the business. Medina produces fertilizers and soil amendments, both in liquid and dry formulations, that work by stimulating the soil biology to help all crops.
Whether growing landscape plants, herbs, vegetables, grasses, or trees, Medina has the products to help you budget wisely, effectively increase production, and treat the environment right. There's a new prilled organic fertilizer called Growing Green Premium Lawn Food that I recommend you try. The commercial version of Garrett Juice Plus is also made by Medina, and it's available in all sizes, quarts, gallons, barrels, and even large totes. Remember to ask for Medina. The website's MedinaAg.com. You'll find the Medina label at all hardware, nursery, and feed stores that sell organic products.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way. How it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to dirtdoctor.com. To begin your natural organic program and get your lawn and garden off drugs, just follow Mother Nature's guide. First, stop hurting the life in the soil. Choose only products and techniques that are beneficial to the health of organisms above and in the soil. Stop using all synthetic fertilizers, toxic pesticides, and other toxic chemicals that harm living organisms. Avoid all high nitrogen synthetic fertilizers, especially nitrogen-only products. Toxic weed and feed products are the worst of all. Next, build soil health with aeration and natural organic fertilizers and amendments. And third, use native plants and well-adapted introductions. Finally, water only as needed. The organic program will reduce the watering requirements by about 50%. MoTurf is needed in mulch clippings into the lawn to return nutrients and organic matter to the soil. The natural way is fun, will save you money, and always works better in every way. After all, Mother Nature knows best. For more information about natural organic gardening, visit dirtdoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you, and we're visiting this morning with my friend and partner on a book, along with Mike Amaranthus, the book called The Organic Management for the Professional, or Organic Management for the Professional. Just to finish up here, John, I really appreciate what you and others are doing down there in Houston. It's great that you've made a lot more headway working with the powers that be than we have here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. I admire what you have done. Keep up the good work, and good luck with the new nursery there, as well as selling the organic products. I'm delighted you got into that business. Are you there, John? Let's see where John went. There's John.
Okay.
Did you hear any of that?
Yeah, I heard you fine. You couldn't hear me, apparently.
Okay.
Yeah, we're excited about it, and it's fun, and there's just a tremendous demand for organic products and service from the public.
Yeah. And growing, yeah.
Yeah, we've got several big developments, 4,000 or 5,000 homes that are all organic deed restrictions.
That's just terrific.
So it's putting a demand, so it's forcing, the extension service to respond to people's demand.
That's great. Who is actually writing those specs on those projects?
Oh, we got 4 or 5 landscape architectural firms that are
into it.
They're totally organic.
That's great.
And they're writing specs. I mean, we're seeing more and more daily. We have a group here, but the Organic Horticulture
Benefits Alliance. Yeah. Done a great job there, too.
130 companies that are practicing organic techniques, landscapers, architects, others.
Yeah, that kind of an organization tried to get going here, as you know, but it kind of fizzled out. So we're still trying to catch up. Tell everybody how they can get your newsletter. I assume it's a free newsletter.
It is. Brenda Smith, the Lazy Gardener, wrote for the Houston Chronicle for years, and when she left there, she still wanted to keep her finger in the gardening writing. So she writes for us now. You can go to my website, www.natureswayresources.com, and sign up. It's free.
It's a good one. They put a lot of information in there. I have a hard time reading through all of it, as a matter of fact, but it's good. John covers one specific subject related to a product or a soil situation every week, and then there's a lot of other information in there that's very good. John, thanks for being with me, and we will try to learn from what y'all have done and do a better job up here.
Hey, we're all working together, my friend.
See you soon.
All right. Thanks, Howard.
Thanks,
bye-bye.
John. That is John Ferguson, and John is a good guy that, well, let's see if I can get that off now. There you go. Had trouble getting him on, had trouble getting him off. But John does a great job. Quality of the products they make down there, second to none. So if you live in that area especially, go check it out. And for more detailed information about what he and I think about things from a more technical standpoint, the book is called Organic Management for the Professional. They sell it there, and you can get it through the usual places to buy books. Open line now for you at 866-444-3478. Regina in Dallas is next up. Hi, Regina.
Good morning, Howard.
Thanks for holding on. Sorry about the delay there, but we wanted to get John in.
No problem. I got a chance to go outside and take a picture of the tree. That's one of the things I'm calling about. I have a Santa Rosa tree, and it's got all these buds on it, which I saw, and they actually bloomed out, some of them. I sent you a picture. And I'm concerned with the next 3-4 days. Is there a way I can protect the fruit, the potential fruit?
No, and I'm glad you brought that up, because that was the next thing that I wanted to get into anyway. And I've already seen your picture. There are, Regina, some fruit trees, in fact, a bunch of them, and some ornamental trees, too, that have already flowered out and are more mature than yours is. At this point, there's nothing you can do at all. Well, you could take floating row cover. Yours is not a huge tree. You could take floating row cover from one of the garden centers and completely cover the entire plant, and it would give you 4 or 5 degrees protection and probably would keep the flowers protected and not destroy the fruit, but that's a lot of trouble to do.
I know, but there's some really good fruit. I mean, you know, we've two years now, we've gotten some on there, and it's just, and look at how abundant it is, too.
It's just a rub of the green kind of a thing. You with the weather, you kind of take what you get here with this roller coaster crazy weather that we have. I know you haven't been organic for a long time, but as you get into it more and more, the thing that helps the most with the organic program is that you get just with the basic program, you'll get a 4 to 5 degree protection of hardiness on the plants. And then when you do the floating row cover type thing, like I've suggested as a possibility on bedding plants, on flowers, on container plants or whatever, you get an additional 4 to 5 degrees. So with the organic program and with some of these little tools that we have, you can really make a big difference. But be honest with you, I just kind of go with the flow. I've got some plants that not only have flowered, they've already leafed out. So it's not going to get that cold. We're going to have some frost. There's going to be a little bit of cosmetic damage. Keep fingers crossed here in our zone 8. I don't think there'll be a huge amount of damage.
Good. Well, thanks, Howard.
Thanks, Regina. Talk to you soon.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And that, we'll talk more about freeze protection. Somebody did a column recently about using lava sand instead of salt, you know, for slippery walkways and steps and things like that. Putting out salt and salt fertilizers is just dumb. It contaminates the soil, does all kind of bad things. Sand, lava sand, granite sand, does just as good and doesn't contaminate. More on all that kind of stuff when I get back. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. Talk to you later.